The old Unalaska post office was torn down last week. It was located between the courthouse and Tino's restaurant. The land will become a parking lot. Jackie Brown sold the property to the Unalaska Corporation a few months ago. OC also owns the adjacent property, and the process is underway for the two parcels to be replatted and combined as a single lot. Longtime local residents shared their memories of the old post office this week. Frank Kelty remembers the old post office back in the 1970s.
It was very functional in the early days. You know, there was probably less than 1,000 full-time residents here. And so it was the post office for the Unalaska side, and the post office for the Mackinac Island side, or the Dutch Harbor side, was the Chevron fuel dock. And so they'd have the plane would come in, the mail would be separated, and the Chevron fuel manager would pick up the Mackinac side mail and take it to the fuel dock, and he had boxes for the different canneries there, and he'd pick it up there. But on the Unalaska side, since I lived on the Dutch side, I didn't have a lot of exposure until the bridge was put in 1980. So most of the time it was, we got our mail on the other side. But, when the bridge was in, it took over everything. And it was fairly crowded at times. A lot of people just picked up their mail by bags, for a big company, because they had was the small boxes. So what they'd do is you'd go to the back door of the trailer and give you a bag of mail for, your company, be it East Point or Alyeska or whatever. But it was functional.
Sharon Sprowney Livingston had these thoughts on the old post office.
I think the most obvious memory that stands out in my mind is probably just how small it was and how intimate it seemed when that post office was operating. It just seemed like you were more in contact with your postal workers, and they just seem to know everybody so much better.
The old post office closed when the new one opened in Unalaska about 7 years ago. It felt a lot different using the spacious modern facility.
Well, it was bigger, more sophisticated. Not so much that it was more sophisticated in operation, it just seemed more sophisticated. It kind of lost that small town feeling because it was so big.
Emil Barakoff recalls the tiny, crowded old post office in Unalaska. Now it's history.
No, it's gone. Yep, another temporary landmark gone.